Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel, with clear skies expected in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is blowing, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, a U.S. diplomat told Axios just in that U.S.-Iran talks focused on elements of a nuclear deal and the enforcement of a Lebanon ceasefire have concluded successfully today. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that an IDF strike in Gaza killed a man and a girl, with the IDF stating the man was involved in past kidnappings. Also this hour, JNS reported that Defense Minister Katz announced the IDF will remain in Lebanon with no restrictions to counter Hezbollah threats, following an attack that killed 5 Israeli soldiers. Separately, I-24 News said the IDF chief visited troops in southern Lebanon, warning that the ceasefire remains fragile. And finally, from Axios, Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, a move that could unravel ongoing negotiations and reignite conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News shared just minutes ago about a story hour initiative for children shaped by war, launched by a Miami speech therapist connecting kids in Israel and the Jewish diaspora. U.S. Central Command posted 10 minutes ago about 2 U.S. Air Force A-10 aircraft flying over the Middle East during routine patrols, highlighting ongoing U.S. presence in the region. Lisa Daftari, an analyst, retweeted a post 20 minutes ago about a meeting with fellow analyst Mark Dubowitz at a World Cup match, emphasizing connections among Iran experts. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran talks. Axios reports discussions have touched on nuclear agreements and Lebanon's ceasefire enforcement. A U.S. diplomat expressed satisfaction from all parties involved. This dialogue could shape future regional stability if successful. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Times of Israel details that the IDF targeted an Islamic Jihad commander linked to past kidnappings. Separate strikes also resulted in the deaths of 2 Hamas members. Tensions remain high, affecting civilians caught in the crossfire. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, JNS highlights Defense Minister Katz's statement on the IDF's presence there. This comes after 5 Israeli soldiers died in a confrontation with Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy. Katz's remarks underline Israel's resolve to counter threats from the north. In a related development, I-24 News reports the IDF chief's visit to southern Lebanon. He warned troops that the ceasefire is fragile. His visit underscores the delicate balance in maintaining peace. And finally, tensions rise as Axios reports Iran's missile launch at Israel. This marks the first such attack since the ceasefire. With ongoing negotiations, this could escalate into wider regional unrest. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Tenet has raised $6 million in seed funding to enhance security for autonomous AI systems. The startup's focus is on protecting sensitive data and workflows, an area gaining importance in tech sectors. Separately, Globes highlighted comments from Cato Network CEO Shlomo Kramer about the high costs of Israeli engineers. Speaking at the Tech Ill conference, he predicted hiring slowdowns in the country impacting the tech industry. And finally, Ynet Business reports on Haim Sakal, an Israeli businessman facing debt proceedings. This comes weeks after his $4.5 billion bid for Zim, indicating financial challenges amidst ambitious business plans. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.